and we say, welcome, it is March 29th in 2005. We are in sunny, beautiful Southern California at Casa de Caleb, and we have had a wonderful lunch outside on the terrace, and we talked a little bit about what we're going to be doing a week from Friday, which is going to be the gala event. I know a lot of people were talking about the millennium and how there's all these big parties, but those things mean nothing compared to the party we're going to have on Friday, which is to celebrate, what is it going to celebrate?
93rd birthday.
93 years.
The big 93. Yes, we have that. When I celebrated the 91st, we had 140 friends here, and you said it, Casa. Well, I call it the Gray Palace now. It used to be the Pink Palace.
That's right.
And now they changed the color outside, but it's where I live, and so I know everyone's name almost. We wear name cards, that helps us, but now I know most every one of the 345 people who live here. And this is my cocoon on the fourth floor, and John and his girlfriend come today and shares with me, and they both have beautiful pink hair, and I like that about them. And they're youthful, and there's a vibrancy in their lives that makes me feel real good to have them touch an older man.
Oh, we feel your vibrancy too.
Thank you.
It was when we showed up today, we were right outside the door, and somebody, a neighbor, was walking by and saw the pink hair and said, "Oh, it must be Tuesday."
That's good.
We probably will not be online, but if you have any thoughts or if you're in town on Friday, go ahead and give me or Caleb an email, because it is going to be, we're in deep in birthday mode, so feel free to pass on a birthday wish, or if you have any advice, if you're perhaps maybe older than 93, and you've got some wisdom to pass on to the young pup over here, feel free to do so. It is just past 1 o'clock. We are on webcam, and we are also in globalnetvillage.com in Halcyon's lounge, so you can see us there, and you can hear us on Live 65. We're also going to be archiving all of the audio. Hopefully by this time next week, we'll be podcasting this, so you'll be able to subscribe to the Hug Nation feed and get that, since we're learning new stuff, new tricks.
Oh, that's wonderful. Go around the world that quick and have people touch you by this mystery. We're surrounded by mystery.
You know,
I notice my head changes every few seconds when I move my head. Isn't that amazing that gone around the world?
It's amazing. And hopefully your head's not changing. It's the way it looks on camera that changes a little bit. It's interesting that you said that we're surrounded by mystery. I've had a number of conversations lately where people, and especially as we listen to politics lately and morality issues lately, and there's been a lot of talk in the news, and it seems that people become so polarized that it's either one side is I'm right and you are wrong, and it seems like people forget that we're surrounded by mystery.
Indeed, we are. And like a name card, we all are related as brothers and sisters, but the name is probably one of the most significant things about our lives. And our first names mean a lot, because I address every lady as sister and every man as brother as I walk through all. And I remember most of their names. You also notice, you'll know people by the way they walk.
Sure.
You can recognize them as you walk behind them. I live in a great laboratory for studying life. And I think at the birthday party, I'll be introducing probably 30, 40 people who are over 90 who live here. And I've watched them age the last 8 years that I've lived in this spot. And the moment you're born, you do begin to die. But you have that privilege with your talents and your abilities to develop talents and to share and to make the world a better place.
What was it that you said? We had a wonderful Easter gathering on Sunday where we did our annual a beer bottle hunt.
Yes, we did.
If you are not familiar with the Stinn family beer bottle hunt, probably about 8 years ago, my mom realized that the kids were not as excited about gelatinous, warm, hard-boiled eggs hidden in the yard. And so she decided that maybe she could, you know, kind of get the kids more excited. We were just recently, we were 22 and 23. And so she said, what if I hid some cool, like, microbrews in the yard? And then she gets the six-pack holders, fills it with that plastic grass stuff that's some sort of industrial byproduct. And then we all take our little baskets, which are actually beer bottle holders, and go searching through the yard.
We go searching through the yard, and it's just wonderful. Now I noticed I have left from last year a bottle of vodka.
That's right.
I didn't know, you know, when to drink it. And then I had one that the letter ends in I.
Bacardi.
Yeah. But I drank all the rest. But the exciting thing is, about 4 years ago, we were looking in the backyard and we found a can that had blown up.
It was all rusted. That we didn't find the year before.
Exciting, though. That's our Easter egg hunt.
And I think that's a neat thing about life in general, and our family specifically, is it's about making new traditions for yourself and finding patterns that work for you and getting together with people you love, and making tradition is as fun as following tradition, I think.
Indeed.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is, on Sunday you said, what were you you were saying that you were mentioning a man who had just was doing work on an island, and you said that he had decided that success, what was his definition of success? Do you remember?
Success is not, he said, it's not whether or not in life you're successful, but whether you have been significant. Making the weight of your life count. But he went over to an island. I've been praying for that island this morning. They just had another earthquake.
Like crazy.
And he came, he went over to this small island to ski. I gave the book to your mother. Beautiful book about this island. He went over there and he says, I was burned out. I'd made a million dollars or more. Had all the money I needed. And he said, I went over there to rest, and then I became impressed by the people, the warmth and the love of the natives of this island. And so since then, he has changed his life, and he has a big foundation, and he's building schools and hospitals and everything for the natives. And so this is the book that just came out, and I have a copy of it. I can't give you the name of the island, but I will get it.
Well, regardless, it is a valuable lesson in making the weight of your life count.
Yeah.
And about the brotherhood, sisterhood of mankind that is all over the planet. And what a great lead-in to Hug Nation. So, since it is Tuesday, a little past 1 p.m., and if you're listening to this as an archive, no matter where you are at Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, you'll have to do the math depending on where you are. But if you just want to take a few moments and hold yourself by the arms, you don't have to be listening to this. You just need to know that we're all together in this. And we hold ourselves by the arm, we give ourselves a hug, and we imagine that the arms squeezing us are the arms representing brothers and sisters all over the world. And we imagine that the body that we're squeezing is the body of all the people all over the world that are open to our love, that would much rather hug us than hurt us.
Beautiful.
And we forget all the news, we forget the ranting on the message boards, we forget all the politics and we remember and we feel that connection we have with all the people. And we just take a second to sit in that place of love and feel that web that connects us all in the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity.
Harmony, that's beautiful.
So thank you for joining us. It's wonderful just to physically share the day with Caleb and Tassie and virtually with Lar and Bob Reno and Declan McManus and Gothic Tiger and Delish and Aaron and Eaton Eaton Tea. Mm-hmm. And those of you who are just here in spirit, we feel you. And even if you didn't even know that you were here, we're going to draw you into the hug, this global hug in GlobalNet Village.
Wonderful.
Every Tuesday.
And Gothic Tigers Man listening.
And Gothic Tigers Man.
Amazing world to be able to touch you in a thing like that. Eye to eye and mind to mind. And we are brothers and sisters.
We love you. Happy Hug Nation. We will see you next week.